With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Vice President Kamala Harris on a bus tour today ahead of the Democratic National Convention.
Harris, her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, and their spouses are taking a campaign swing through battleground Pennsylvania on the eve of the DNC. The bus tour is making stops in Pittsburgh and other towns in western PA before the Democratic ticket arrives here in Chicago for their party convention. Both campaigns are focused on must-win Pennsylvania. Yesterday, Donald Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, hoping to attract support from conservative white working-class voters near Joe Biden's hometown. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Federal health officials on a quest to find out the heart and lung function of many people in the rural South.
Studies have shown rural populations in the U.S. are unhealthier and have lower life expectancy than Americans in urban areas. So public health officials are using a 52-foot-long trailer filled with instruments to examine calcium in the arteries, the structure of the heart, lung capacity, and other indicators to analyze what's going on. They'll be checking people in Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi, where poverty and smoking rates are high, while access to good health care and nutrition is limited. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine has destroyed a key bridge in Russia's western Kursk region and struck a second one nearby a dozen days into its cross-border incursion in an apparent attempt to sever Russian supply lines. Both sides are agreeing that these things happen. Hurricane Ernesto weakening into a tropical storm and moving away from Bermuda over open waters of the Atlantic. It slugged the British territory yesterday. This is SRN News. A judge says Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. But the judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say. The lawsuit is one of two in Maine focusing on the collision between federal and state law. The U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled that Maine cannot discriminate against religious schools in providing tuition assistance. The plaintiffs are expected to appeal this latest decision. Montana Supreme Court has ruled that minors don't need their parents' permission to get an abortion in that state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the Constitution to enshrine abortion is expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. This is SRN News. Japan's economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% last quarter.
The economy rebounded from the contraction in the previous quarter. Government data shows the world's fourth largest economy grew 0.8%. In the fiscal first quarter, Japan's domestic demand in the April to June quarter grew a robust 3.5% on the back of healthy household consumption and private sector investments as well as government investments.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, August the 18th. It is the 231st day of 2024. On this date in history, 1590, John White, the governor of the Roanoke Island Colony in present-day New York, returned to Roanoke after nearly 3 years abroad, only to find the settlement deserted, and the fate of the lost colony remains a mystery to this day. On this date in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson issued his Proclamation of Neutrality. This is SRN News.